The big wildfire that started in Grand Canyon National Park on the 4th of July is still not completely out. There are still patches of fire in remote and rugged areas, and as businesses affected are picking up the pieces, questions remain unanswered about whether the National Park Service did enough to stop the big fire. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinsches reports.
The Grand Canyon's remote north rim is harder to get to and sees a lot fewer visitors than the famous south rim. Here at 8,000 feet above sea level, the broad plateaus that drop into the canyon are thickly forested with pine trees. Businesses of any kind are few and far between, making places like the Jacob Lake Inn a sort of beacon. It offers the only fresh cookies for 25 miles in any direction.
So chocolate chip?
Yeah, let me get the chocolate chip and the chocolate parfait.
On a recent bustling Sunday morning, visitors line up at the counter.
Will that be it for you?
2 months ago, though, very different scene here. Employees, guests, and residents were forced to hastily evacuate as a wildfire bore down. Melinda Rich Marshall's great-grandparents opened the Jacob Lake Inn more than 100 years ago. It largely depends on visitors to the national park and has seen some fires.
In my lifetime, I can think of like six that have created economic problems for our family and for Jacob Lake.
Days after they evacuated, a second blaze, the Dragon Bravo fire, exploded, closing the North Rim indefinitely. Rich Marshall says she's had to refund about $350,000 in reservations.
We don't even know how to imagine what the winter's going to be like because we don't know how we're going to actually make it through financially. Right now, we're just really, again, trying to be creative just like our ancestors were.
But environmental impacts may be less dire than initially feared. TJ Clifford led a team of federal specialists in assessing the burn area.
When we came into this, we were expecting to look at devastation. So I was more buoyant as soon as I flew over and said, okay, we can do this.
Clifford says nearly three quarters of the area inside the fire's perimeter either didn't burn or burned at a low severity. Some stretches do resemble a moonscape, but he expects most of the area to recover quickly.
My overall opinion is this was a good tool for forest health. It's providing the diversity that we need out there. But it's also showing that past fuels treatments and past wildfire did a good thing for preventing that devastating impact.
Fire managers often let lightning-caused wildfires burn under certain conditions, as they did early on with the Dragon Bravo fire. The Park Service said it was using what it called a confine and contain strategy. When the weather shifted a week later, historically dry and windy conditions caused the fire to blow up. It destroyed the century-old Grand Canyon Lodge and 100 other park structures. Elected leaders like Arizona Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego called for an investigation. He's still waiting for answers.
At this point, we have not received any information or any response that makes us think that they're even really fully grasping what occurred and how it occurred.
Since the lodge burned, Park Service officials have said they intended to fully suppress the Dragon Bravo fire from the start. It's now burned 145,000 acres and cost more than $124 million to fight. The Park Service wouldn't agree to an interview for this story, but in a statement, a Grand Canyon spokesperson said an interagency team will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of the fire's management and operational response, which could take months. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinsches in Flagstaff.